这是2019年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Excuse me, how can I find the book called The Class of 1998?
Oh, I'm afraid it was sold out.
It's all right. Thank you.
How did your dancing lesson go today?
Exciting.But it was hard work. I really need a rest now.
Yeah, I can see that. Go and get relaxed. How much is that in total?
$100. But if you have a membership card, I can give you a 20% discount.
Great. This is my membership card. Jane, I'm going out for a while.
But you have an appointment with Mr. Douglas at 3 o'clock.
Well, please make it another day.
David said he would quit his job at our school.
Really? Why would he do that?
His friend started a firm in London. She wanted David to help her.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
I'm going out for shopping. Do you need anything?
Oh, yeah, I can't find my umbrella. Can you buy one?
Shouldn't it be in the cupboard?
I just checked. It wasn't there.
Impossible. That was where I usually put it. Did you check the balcony?
Yes, of course. Couldn't find it. Well, just get a new one then.
I'm going out for shopping. Do you need anything?
Oh, yeah, I can't find my umbrella. Can you buy one?
Shouldn't it be in the cupboard?
I just checked. It wasn't there.
Impossible. That was where I usually put it. Did you check the balcony?
Yes, of course. Couldn't find it. Well, just get a new one then.
听下面一段对话，回答第8至第10三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Hi, Lucy. How was your weekend?
Great. You know, we went mountain climbing in the forest park. The air was so different from the city. Cool and fresh.
Sounds great.
Yeah, there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and we could see for miles from the top. What about you? What did you do?
Busy packing.
Oh, yes, of course.I forgot you and Jenny are moving into a new house. It's on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 days after. I didn't realize there are so many things to do.
Can I help out with anything?
It'd be nice if you could take care of Henry for a couple of days.
Henry?
Yes, my dog.
Oh, sure, no problem. You just focus on the move.
Hi, Lucy. How was your weekend?
Great. You know, we went mountain climbing in the forest park. The air was so different from the city. Cool and fresh.
Sounds great.
Yeah, there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and we could see for miles from the top. What about you? What did you do?
Busy packing.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot you and Jenny are moving into a new house. It's on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 days after. I didn't realize there are so many things to do.
Can I help out with anything?
It'd be nice if you could take care of Henry for a couple of days.
Henry?
Yes, my dog.
Oh, sure, no problem. You just focus on the move.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Stone, please?
Hello, but I'm afraid Mr. Stone is in a meeting until lunchtime. Can I take a message?
Well, yes. I'd like to make an appointment to see him. It's Harrison White here.
Just a second, Mr. White. I'll look in the diary. So, when's convenient for you?
Sometime today, if possible. I hear he'll be away tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. He'll be on a business trip for a week.
I need to talk about my new program with him before he leaves. It's urgent. So, would this afternoon be okay?
Let me see. Okay, Mr. Stone is free this afternoon after 3 o'clock.
Well, 3 o'clock is a bit difficult, but I could make it after 3:30.
So, shall we say 3:45 this afternoon in Mr. Stone's office?
That's great. Thanks. Hello, can I speak to Mr. Stone, please?
Hello, but I'm afraid Mr. Stone is in a meeting until lunchtime. Can I take a message?
Well, yes. I'd like to make an appointment to see him. It's Harrison White here.
Just a second, Mr. White. I'll look in the diary. So, when's convenient for you?
Sometime today, if possible. I hear he'll be away tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. He'll be on a business trip for a week.
I need to talk about my new program with him before he leaves. It's urgent. So, would this afternoon be okay?
Let me see...Okay, Mr. Stone is free this afternoon after 3 o'clock.
Well, 3 o'clock is a bit difficult, but I could make it after 3:30.
So, shall we say 3:45 this afternoon in Mr. Stone's office?
That's great. Thanks.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十六三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello?
Hi, Cindy. This is Jake Lee at Fix-It Corporation. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Jake. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. The reason I'm calling is that we'd like to offer you the position you were interviewed for last Thursday.
Oh, that's great. I was really impressed with Fix-It.
I'm glad to hear it. And we're prepared to offer you a starting salary of $55,000.
I see. And vacation time?
Oh, you get 1 day per month in your first year. That is, you'll have 12 days in your first year, and then increase if you stay longer with the company.
What would be my job title?
You'd be a junior specialist, and you'd be working under Monica Stansfield, the department manager.
Okay. Is the salary negotiable at all?
Well, this is typical for new staff.
I see.
Why don't you think about it? I'll need to hear back from you by Wednesday. Will that work?
Sure. No problem. I'll let you know Tuesday afternoon. Hello?
Hi, Cindy. This is Jake Lee at Fix-It Corporation. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Jake. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. The reason I'm calling is that we'd like to offer you the position you were interviewed for last Thursday.
Oh, that's great. I was really impressed with Fix-It.
I'm glad to hear it. And we're prepared to offer you a starting salary of $55,000.
I see. And vacation time?
Oh, you get 1 day per month in your first year. That is, you'll have 12 days in your first year, and then increase if you stay longer with the company.
What would be my job title?
You'd be a junior specialist, and you'd be working under Monica Stansfield, the department manager.
Okay. Is the salary negotiable at all?
Well, this is typical for new staff.
I see.
Why don't you think about it? I'll need to hear back from you by Wednesday. Will that work?
Sure. No problem. I'll let you know Tuesday afternoon.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, everybody. Today, I'd like to share with you something about John Audubon. John was born on April 26, 1785. He spent much of his childhood in France, where he spent many hours each day outdoors painting pictures. At the age of 18, he moved to the United States. Well, actually, John began his life in the U.S. as a businessman. However, instead of taking care of his business, John was often off exploring nature. At first, John spent his time hunting for fun. Then he found that the animals around were very beautiful, and he particularly enjoyed observing the birds he saw. He began studying them, trying to learn the differences between the birds and noticing their different behaviors. Therefore, he painted the birds he observed a lot. In 1819, John realized that he didn't have enough money to pay his bills. He was very upset that he couldn't earn enough money to support his family. So he spent time improving his painting skills and began to sell his paintings. He discovered that he could earn some money while doing something he really enjoyed. We are lucky now to have so many paintings of American birds by John Audubon. Hello, everybody. Today, I'd like to share with you something about John Audubon. John was born on April 26, 1785. He spent much of his childhood in France, where he spent many hours each day outdoors painting pictures. At the age of 18, he moved to the United States. Well, actually, John began his life in the U.S. as a businessman. However, instead of taking care of his business, John was often off exploring nature. At first, John spent his time hunting for fun. Then he found that the animals around were very beautiful, and he particularly enjoyed observing the birds he saw. He began studying them, trying to learn the differences between the birds and noticing their different behaviors. Therefore, he painted the birds he observed a lot. In 1819, John realized that he didn't have enough money to pay his bills. He was very upset that he couldn't earn enough money to support his family. So he spent time improving his painting skills and began to sell his paintings. He discovered that he could earn some money while doing something he really enjoyed. We are lucky now to have so many paintings of American birds by John Audubon.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。